In KAZU's Green Room, I'm Dylan Music. Keshav Batish is a Santa Cruz multi-instrumentalist who comes from a long line of musicians. His father Ashwin and his aunt Meena have passed down their tradition of Hindustani music to him, and he also holds a doctorate of musical arts and composition from UCSC. Batish came by the KAZU studio recently to talk about his latest album and an upcoming performance at the Kumbh Jazz Center. He began with a sitar performance of a musical piece called a lalit. Okay, so that was called Lalit, and it's part of...
Yes, the parent mode of Bhairav. So Bhairav is another name for the god Shiva, and so Lalit is one of his partners.
Ah.
It's tough to translate into English these meanings. It's really related to the idea of Shakti, and Shakti means energy. And so when we see what people in the West referred to as idols. These are really manifestations of these energetic forces.
Whence we last spoke, you're graduating from UCSC, my alma mater, UCSC's music program. I think it was the graduate program. So what have you been doing since then?
Since then, I feel very lucky to say that I was hired as a lecturer to teach a class, to create and teach a class on Hindustani music theory. And so we just finished that middle of June.
Also, on top of that, you have a new album out called Sonic Kinship. Can you talk a little bit about the name of the album, what the sound of the album is all about?
The idea of sonic kinship is nothing new. It's a fairly ancient idea that the relationships of the notes within a rag are reflecting upon the relationships we keep in our lives. And every song in some way reflects on these ideas, although they're related to other concepts as well. There are songs called, on the record, Sonic Kinship, A Twilight Zone and Deep Sea, which are also related to layers of the ocean. Embaria Institute has been a great source of inspiration in that regard.
And you do have a concert coming up at the Kumbh Jazz Center. You'll be performing with your ensemble, who I believe is also featured on the new album. So what does the ensemble kind of consist of musically?
So the ensemble is comprised of people that I've worked with for a fairly long time. The guitarist and the tenor saxophonist, Scott Sorkin and Kristen Strom, respectively, have been students of my dad's since he taught at San Jose State in the late 80s, early 90s. Shai Salhov and Alto, who I've known in the Bay Area community for quite some time as well. Stan Poplin on bass, who was actually my combo director at the university. And David Beruzzi will join us on piano, who's also a very talented musician in our area.
Would you call this like a fusion ensemble of sorts?
You could say that. The music is certainly inspired by Hindustani music, by jazz. The music is certainly a melding of these influences, you could say.
So do you want to go out with one final piece of music?
I'd love to. And this is another swaroop or character of the rag Lalit.
Lalit, okay. That was musician Keshav Batish. He's got a new album out now with his ensemble called Sonic Kinship. They'll be performing songs from the album at the Kumbh Jazz Center on Monday, July 20th. In KAZU's Green Room, I'm Dylan Music. And that was my interview with Keshav Batish. Now stick around to hear full versions of the songs performed by Batish in the KAZU studio. They are two parts of a musical piece called a lalit, a Hindustani classical raga. And I have to say, Batish's sitar is quite a sight to behold. It's about 100 years old and consists of two polished pumpkin gourds on either end of the instrument with a long bridge in the middle. And now here's Batish performing a lalit. Great. So, is that what was that piece called?
So this is a rag called Lalit.
Ah.
And this was a first few phrases of its character, what we'd call a swaroop.